BBC News with John Jason. Ukraine's former Prime Minister, Yulia Tymoshenko, freed by Parliament after more than 2 years in prison, has addressed thousands of opposition demonstrators in the heart of the capital, Kiev. Sitting in a wheelchair, wiping away tears, she praised the demonstrators who lost their lives in the street violence.
Коли я заїхала в Київ, я Київ не впізнала. Спалені машини.
I arrived in Kiev, which I did not recognize. Burned cars, barricades, flowers. But this is a different Ukraine. This is a Ukraine of free people. And you gave each of us who lives today and will live tomorrow, a new country. Therefore, the people who were on the Maidan and died on the Maidan will be heroes forever. These are our liberators.
Earlier, the Ukrainian parliament voted to remove President Viktor Yanukovych from office. His spokeswoman said Mr. Yanukovych did not recognize the decision. Our correspondent David Stern is on Independence Square in Kiev. He's been watching today's tumultuous events unfold.
It all started with news that Mr. Yanukovych was no longer in Kiev. The government area was taken over by the protesters. His residence was vacated. And then things moved very quickly with calls for his impeachment. There was a rumor that he was going to resign. Then he went on television. There was a recorded statement where he said that he was not resigning, he was not going anywhere, and everything that was happening was illegal. It was a coup d'etat. Nevertheless, the parliament took decisions to impeach him and to release Ms. Tymoshenko, and that's what it brings us to right now.
Washington said today's developments could move Ukraine closer to constitutional change, and the people of Ukraine must determine their own future. The German foreign minister urged both sides in the crisis to begin building a relationship of trust. But the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Ukraine's opposition had failed to live up to promises made in the deal with Mr. Yanukovych on Friday, which paved the way for early elections. One of the world's most wanted drug barons, Joaquin Guzman, known as El Chapo or Shorty, has been arrested in northwest Mexico. The former leader of the Sinaloa cartel was paraded before the media at a military compound. With more from Mexico City, Will Grant.
Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has evaded arrest since he escaped from prison in 2001. Since then, he's been able to run the biggest and most powerful drug cartel in Latin America, the Sinaloa cartel, with complete impunity. It has been reported that Guzman was finally apprehended in a hotel in the city of Mazatlan in his home state of Sinaloa in what is being called a joint operation between US and Mexican forces. Not only has Guzman been one of the most wanted drug lords in the world, he is also one of the wealthiest, amassing a personal fortune thought to be in excess of $1 billion.
World News from the BBC. The UN Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution to boost access for those delivering humanitarian aid in Syria. The resolution states that the Syrian government must allow aid for civilians throughout the country. From New York, Nick Bryant.
This was a rare moment of unanimity from the United Nations Security Council on Syria. This one focuses on much-needed humanitarian aid and demands immediate access for aid convoys to enter Syria from neighbouring countries like Turkey and Iraq, and also to cross the war's front lines. It demands a lifting of the sieges that have trapped 250,000 people, condemns starvation as a strategy of war, and singles out the barbarity of the barrel bombs dropped on civilian populations by the Assad regime.
A car bomb has exploded at an army checkpoint in the town of Hermel in northeast Lebanon, killing at least two soldiers. Hermel is a stronghold of the Shia movement Hezbollah and has seen a number of attacks in recent months. A Saudi archaeologist, Dr. Irfan Al-Alawi, has warned that what many Islamic scholars believe to be the birthplace of the Prophet Muhammad in Mecca is in danger of being destroyed. Plans for further multi-billion dollar redevelopment in Mecca could see the site obliterated. Here's Sebastian Usher.
The Prophet Muhammad's birthplace is believed by many scholars to be in the shadow of the Great Mosque in Mecca. A small library stands over the unexcavated site. Dr. Alawi says that maps and documents dating back hundreds of years confirm the spot as the Prophet's first home. The Saudi authorities say it isn't and have put signs up telling pilgrims not to visit. As followers of a Wahhabi form of Islam, the Saudi government is opposed in any case to shrines, condemning the practice as idolatry.
A diamond worth more than $6 million has been discovered in eastern Sierra Leone. The 153-carat gem is one of the most precious finds of the past decade. BBC News.